You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 327. We're continuing in the book of Ezekiel. And now the Lord takes over the tour of his brand new temple. And he shows Ezekiel all the different rooms. And then the Lord starts establishing how things are going to go down in the temple. All the rules and the procedures. And most importantly, all the sacrifices. In chapter 44, the Lord changes out the priests. We remember they're mostly the Levites, but only the Levites from the Zadok family will be allowed to be his new priests. And the Lord explains why that is and what they are supposed to do. We're also continuing in the New Testament. Peter speaks on a few more issues in chapter 2. One of them is obeying our authorities that are placed over us. Even slaves have to obey authority, whether they have a good master or a bad master. But after reading Ezekiel, it's interesting to see that the Lord changes his priesthood yet again. And this time, the believers are the brand new priests. And instead of sacrificing bulls and goats, their sacrifices are spiritual, and that the Lord will accept them because of Jesus Christ. So how does that work exactly? Well, stick around to find out all the details and refer to the show notes to follow along. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Ezekiel chapter 43. The Lord will live among his people. The man led me to the east gate. There, the glory of the God of Israel came from the east. God's voice was loud, like the sound of the sea. The ground was bright with the light from the glory of God. The vision I saw was like the vision I had seen when God came to destroy the city. It was also like the vision I had seen by the Kabar River. I bowed down with my face to the ground. The glory of the Lord came into the temple through the east gate. Then the Spirit picked me up and brought me into the inner courtyard. The glory of the Lord filled the temple. I heard someone speaking to me from inside the temple. The man was still standing beside me. The voice from the temple said to me,
"Son of man, this is the place with my throne and footstool. I will live in this place among the people of Israel forever. The people of Israel will not ruin my holy name again. The kings and their people will not bring shame to my name by committing sexual sins or by burying the dead bodies of their kings in this place. They will not bring shame to my name by building their doorways right next to mine. In the past, only a wall separated them from me. So they brought shame to my name every time they sinned and did those disgusting things. That is why I became angry and destroyed them. Now let them take their sexual sins and the dead bodies of their kings far away from me. Then I will live among them forever. Now, son of man, tell the people of Israel about the temple. Then, when they learn about the plans for the temple, they will be ashamed of their sins, and they will be ashamed of all the bad things they have done. Let them know the design of the temple. Let them know how it should be built, where the entrances and exits are, and all the designs on it. Teach them about all its rules and all its laws. Write down these things for everyone to see, so that they can obey all the laws and rules for the temple. This is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding it, on the top of the mountain, is most holy. This is the law of the temple.
The altar. These are the measurements of the altar using the long measurements. There was a gutter all the way around the base of the altar. It was 50 centimeters deep and 50 centimeters wide. There was a rim 25 centimeters high around the edge of the gutter. This is how tall the altar was. From the bottom of the gutter to the top of the lower ledge, the base measured 1 meter. The lower ledge was 50 centimeters wide. From the lower edge to the upper edge was 2 meters. The upper ledge was 50 centimeters wide. The place for the fire on the altar was 2 meters high. The four corners were shaped like horns. The place for the fire on the altar was 6 meters long by 6 meters wide. It was perfectly square. The upper ledge was also a square, 7 meters long by 7 meters wide. The rim around it was 25 centimeters high. The rim, together with its gutter, was 50 centimeters wide all the way around the top edge of the altar. The steps going up to the altar were on the east side. Then the man said to me,
"Son of man, this is what the Lord God says. These are the rules for the altar. At the time you build the altar, use these rules to offer burnt offerings and to sprinkle blood on it. You will give a young bull as a sin offering to the priests, the Levites, from Zadok's family. They are the men who served me by bringing the offerings to me. This is what the Lord God says. You will take some of the bull's blood and put it on the four horns of the altar, and the four corners of the ledge, and on the rim around it. This will make the altar pure. Then take the bull for the sin offering, and burn it in the proper place in the temple area, outside the temple building. On the second day, you must offer a male goat that has nothing wrong with it. It will be for a sin offering. The priests will make the altar pure, the same way they made it pure with the bull. When you have finished making the altar pure, you must offer a young bull and a ram from the flock that have nothing wrong with them. Then you must offer them before the Lord. The priests will sprinkle salt on them. Then they will offer the bull and ram up as a burnt offering to the Lord. You will prepare a goat every day for 7 days for a sin offering. Also, you will prepare a young bull and a ram from the flock that have nothing wrong with them. For 7 days, the priests will make the altar pure and ready for use in worshiping God. On the eighth day, and every day after that, the priests must offer your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings on the altar. Then I will accept you. This is what the Lord God says."
Ezekiel 44, the outer gate. Then the man brought me back to the east gate of the temple area. We were outside the gate, and the gate was shut. The Lord said to me,
"This gate will stay shut. It will not be opened. No one will enter through it, because the Lord of Israel has entered through it. So it must stay shut. Only the ruler of the people may sit at this gate when he eats a meal with the Lord. He must enter through the porch of the gateway and go out the same way."
The holiness of the temple. Then the man led me through the north gate to the front of the temple. I looked and saw the glory of the Lord filling the Lord's temple. I bowed down with my face to the ground. The Lord said to me,
"Son of man, look very carefully. Use your eyes and ears. Look at these things and listen very carefully to everything that I tell you about all the rules and laws about the Lord's temple. Look carefully at the entrances to the temple and at all the exits from the holy place. Then give this message to all the people of Israel who refuse to obey me. Tell them that this is what the Lord God says. People of Israel, I have had enough of the disgusting things you have done. You brought foreigners into my temple who are not circumcised and have not given themselves to me. So you made my temple unclean. You have broken my agreement with all the disgusting things you have done. And then you brought me the offerings of bread, the fat, and the blood. But this only made my temple unclean. You did not take care of my holy things. No. You put foreigners in charge of my holy place."
This is what the Lord God says.
A foreigner who is not truly circumcised must not come into my temple. Not even a foreigner living permanently among the people of Israel. He must be circumcised, and he must give himself completely to me before he can come into my temple. In the past, the Levites left me when Israel turned away from me. Israel left me to follow their idols. The Levites will be punished for their sin. The Levites were chosen to serve in my holy place. They guarded the gates of the temple, and they served in it. They killed the animals for the sacrifices and the burnt offerings for the people. They were chosen to help the people and to serve them. The Levites helped the people sin against me. They helped the people worship their idols. So I am making this promise against them. They will be punished for their sin.
This is what the Lord God says.
So the Levites will not bring offerings to me like the priests. They will not come near any of my holy things or the things that are most holy. They must carry their shame because of the disgusting things they did. But I will let them take care of the temple. They will work in the temple and do the things that must be done in it. But the priests, the Levites from Zadok's family, are to stand before me. They took care of my holy place when the people of Israel turned away from me. So they are the ones who will bring the offerings to me. They will offer me the fat and the blood from the animals they sacrificed.
This is what the Lord God says.
They will enter my holy place and come near my table to serve me. They will take care of the things I gave them. When they enter the gates of the inner courtyard, they will wear linen clothes. They will not wear wool while they serve at the gates of the inner courtyard and in the temple. They will wear linen turbans on their heads, and they will wear linen underwear. They will not wear anything that makes them sweat. Before they go out to join the people in the outer courtyard, they must change clothes. They must take off the clothes they wore while serving me and put on other clothes. They must leave the linen clothes in the holy rooms, so that none of the people will be harmed by touching the holy clothes. These priests will not shave their heads or let their hair grow long. The priests may only trim the hair of their heads. None of the priests may drink wine when they go into the inner courtyard. The priests must not marry a widow or a divorced woman. No, they must only marry a virgin from the people of Israel or a woman whose dead husband was a priest. Also, the priests must teach my people the difference between things that are holy and things that are not holy. They must help my people know what is clean and what is unclean. The priests will be the judges in court. They will follow my laws when they judge people. They will obey my laws and my rules and all my special feasts. They will respect my special days of rest and keep them holy. They must not make themselves unclean by going near a dead person. But they may make themselves unclean if the dead person is their father, mother, son, daughter, brother, or a sister who is not married. After the priest has been made clean, he must wait 7 days. Then he can go back into the holy place. But on the day he goes into the inner courtyard to serve in the holy place, he must offer a sin offering for himself.
This is what the Lord God says.
The priests will not receive a share of property to own in Israel. I am their property. I will take care of their needs. They will have the right to eat the grain offerings, the sin offerings, and the guilt offerings. Also, anything in Israel that is a special gift to God will belong to them. And the first part of the harvest from every kind of crop will be for the priests. You will also give the priests the first part of your flour. This will bring blessings to your house. The priests must not eat any bird or animal that has died a natural death or has been torn to pieces by a wild animal.
1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 25. The Lord Jesus is the living stone. People decided that they did not want this stone, but he is the one God chose and honored. So come to him. You also are like living stones, and God is using you to build a spiritual temple. You are to serve God in this temple as holy priests, offering him spiritual sacrifices that he will accept because of Jesus Christ. The scriptures say,
"Look, I am putting a cornerstone in Zion that I have chosen and honored. Anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame."
So that stone brings honor to you who believe. But for those who don't believe, he is the stone that the builders refused to accept, which became the most important stone. For them, he is a stone that makes people stumble, a rock that makes people fall. They refused to accept God's message, and so they stumbled. And this is what God planned for them. But you are his chosen people, the king's priests. You are a holy nation, people who belong to God. He chose you to tell about the wonderful things he has done. He brought you out of the darkness of sin into his wonderful light. In the past, you were not a special people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now God has given you his mercy. Live for God. Dear friends, you are like foreigners and strangers in this world. So I beg you to keep your lives free from the evil things you want to do, those desires that fight against your true selves. People who don't believe are living all around you. They may say that you are doing wrong. So live such good lives that you will see the good you do, and they will give glory to God on the day he comes. Obey every human authority. Be willing to serve the people who have authority in this world. Do this for the Lord. Obey the king, the highest authority, and obey the leaders who are sent by the king. They are sent to punish those who do wrong and to praise those who do good. When you do good, you stop ignorant people from saying foolish things about you. This is what God wants. Live like free people, but don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Live as those who are serving God. Show respect for all people. Love your brothers and sisters in God's family. Respect God and honor the King. Slaves, follow the example of Christ. Slaves, be willing to serve your masters. Do this with all respect. You should obey the masters who are good and kind, and you should obey the masters who are bad. One of you might have to suffer, even when you have done nothing wrong. If you think of God and endure the pain, this pleases God. But if you are punished for doing wrong, you deserve no special praise for accepting it. But if you suffer for doing good and you are patient, this pleases God. This is what you were chosen to do. Christ gave you an example to follow. He suffered for you, so you should do the same as he did. He never sinned, and he never told a lie. People insulted him, but he did not insult them back. He suffered, but he did not threaten anyone. No, he let God take care of him. God is the one who judges rightly. Christ took our sins and his body to the cross to put an end to them. He did this so that we would stop living for sin and live for what is right. By his wounds you were healed. You were like sheep that went the wrong way, but now you have come back to the shepherd and protector of your lives. Psalm chapter 132, a song for going up to the temple. Lord, remember to reward David for all the hardship he accepted. He made a promise to you, Lord, an oath to the mighty God of Jacob. He said,
I will not go into my house or lie down on my bed. I will not sleep or let my eyes rest until I find a home for the Lord, a tent for the mighty God of Jacob.
We were in Ephrathah when we heard where it was. We found the box of the agreement at Kiriath-Jearim. Now, let's go to the Lord's house. Let's worship at his footstool. Lord, get up and come home to stay, you and the box that shows your power. May your priests be clothed in victory, and your faithful people shout for joy. For the sake of your servant David, don't reject your chosen king. The Lord made a promise to David, an oath of loyalty to him.
I will always put one of your descendants on your throne. If your descendants obey my agreement and the laws I teach them, then the king will always be someone from your family.
The Lord has chosen Zion as the place he wants for his home. He said,
this will always be my place of rest. This is where I want to live. I will bless this city with plenty of food. Even the poor will have enough to eat. I will clothe its priests with victory, and its faithful people will shout for joy. This is where I will make David's family strong. I will never let the lamp of my chosen king stop burning. I will cover his enemies with shame, and on his head will be a shining crown.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 327. Join us for day 328, continuing in the book of Ezekiel. When God decides to divide up the land among his people, how much of it will they get? And how much land will belong to the Lord? He also lays out some standards for weights and measures. Will he use the metric system or maybe something else? And he gives some advanced lessons on sacrifice. And then we will continue in the book of 1 Peter, and in chapter 3, you won't want to miss when he gives advice to women, wives, and also to men and husbands. And he answers a question on what you're supposed to do if someone does something bad to you. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.